Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
NAI Mania 5 so, comes to a close.
Best moment ever.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
I jumped out of my chair when this hit.
Yeah, of course.
Jumped out of my chair. And I think there were a lot of jump out of your chair moments. And look, I don't know if it's the with a capital T, but I will go ahead and stamp it at least, you know, minutes after the show has ended.
Right.
WrestleMania 35 is a top five WrestleMania.
Easily.
There I said it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we'll have time to reflect. And obviously, we talk even more in depth on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, which we are live every single week. And we're also live after pay-per-views that we do not attend. We had all the coverage, all the fun of WrestleMania weekend, but the New Age Insiders are live after WrestleMania, and we want to talk to you. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1NAI is how you can call us and talk all about what went down at WrestleMania 35 in the shadows of New York, Heroes in a Half Shell, Turtle Power. We had an amazing weekend. I was going to jump off with that very quickly. If you're new to the show, my name's Jason Moltov.
I'm Liam Stryker.
That's Bill Neville. We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, including during this broadcast. Please do. We are at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website where you can find us every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and newageinsiders.com. And live after WrestleMania, you have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Also, if you are one of the people that we met earlier today at the Connors Cure tailgate outside of MetLife Stadium, please give us a call.
And just because I'm super happy to be able to say this, thank you to Stephanie McMahon for stopping by and really being a cherry on top of an all-time awesome NAI Mania. We had a great weekend. We'll talk more about our weekend on Wednesday. It's time to talk about WrestleMania. Why don't we go ahead and open it up with a call in a minute. Yeah. We got one on the line, and when it's ready, when Bill's ready, we'll take it. But I say it's an all-time WrestleMania for a reason. Is because, like, look, if you go back and look historically at what WrestleMania is, it's usually a small collection of highlights and a lot of filler, if not, quite frankly, not awesome stuff sometimes. People always go to, like, WrestleMania 17 and stuff like that, and it's like, well, WrestleMania 17 didn't, you know, there's a lot, there's some clunkers on that thing, and there's wrestling, and people, honestly, I think what you do, and you tell me that WrestleMania 30 is better. No, it wasn't. You might have been more psyched for Daniel Bryan, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
right.
Don't tell me that WrestleMania was a better 30 was a better show than this one tonight. I just don't believe that.
This was a very important WrestleMania, I would have to say, because this is the first WrestleMania since the We're Sorry WrestleMania.
And it felt like one. And here's the biggest thing, too, and we'll lead off with it, and we will talk to you about anything and everything WrestleMania 35 this evening if you give us a call, 508-202-1NAI, and we'll talk about anything and everything. But I want to jump off with the fact that history has been made. This is one of those things, so like, let's say you're a Red Sox fan. Let's say you're a Cubs fan, right? You spent your life, right, wondering if this thing was ever going to happen.
Right.
This big moment that you pictured in your head and you wondered and you knew that it could happen, but maybe will it ever and whatever those things.
Yep.
And forever and ever from 2004, and the Red Sox have been lucky since, but since 2004 and 2016, no matter what, right?
Right.
The Cubs and the Red Sox have won a World Series in this century, and at the very least we can go on from there, right?
Right.
Forever and ever and ever and ever. And ever and ever and ever.
Right.
Starting April 7th, 2019, the WWE has had a black champion. Yep. We do not have to debate the ethnic presentation of The Rock anymore.
Right.
We do not have to debate whether Mark Henry's big gold belt should count because it doesn't.
Yeah.
The WWE title that Bruno and Hogan and Austin, those guys held.
Right.
It has a black champion in its lineage. And from April 7th, 2019
yep.
on, that is the new normal.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. What do you think about, I know we got a call. What do you think about Kofi Kingston winning
great.
The WWE championship?
The big thing is that it goes to a very deserving guy. We've talked about people like Titus O'Neil, and we've talked about Big E, and we've talked about other African-American pro wrestlers that, Shelton Benjamin at one point, that could have done it. Maybe having, the former Intercontinental Champion in Bobby Lashley could have also been one of those people. But it was deserving to give it to Kofi. Kofi is the right answer. He doesn't feel like a head scratcher of we gave it to Jason Jordan because we liked him in 2017.
Well, the best thing is about this is that there's absolutely no way that this is some sort of all right, fine. Kofi Kingston became a main eventer in the last six weeks or so. He just completely took over this programming.
Right.
Is that how we sound with the phone open? I sound like I'm in a spaceship. We have a phone. We're going to call. We're going to take it. Who do we got on the line?
Justin gave us a call. He's coming out of the stadium. What's going on, Justin?
Justin!
Hey, guys.
What's going on? How was it like to be at your first WrestleMania and have it be WrestleMania 35, which I think you picked a pretty good one?
It's really just indescribable, just the kind of atmosphere that I'm literally at a loss of words. I don't know what to say. It's an excellent time. I have zero complaints, even though we lost in a minute or so. I don't care. It was just an unbelievable experience. If you haven't done it, do it. Zero complaints.
Justin, you were part of the crowd, so let us know. What would you say was the highest moment? Obviously, Seth Rollins winning was a big deal. Kofi winning was a big deal. Becky Lynch winning was a big deal. There were obviously other smatterings of amazing things. Not to get lost in this shuffle is the fact that The Miz and Shane McMahon suplexed each other from the moon.
Yeah, right.
So what would you say was the highest point as far as being in that crowd tonight?
It was absolutely Kofi. Kofi, everybody was... everybody was just electric for Kofi. By the time Becky went on, the match just went until after midnight, so everyone was very tired. But Kofi right in the middle of the show was a perfect spot for him. Kofi definitely was the highlight of the night. Seth really shocked people. That match was just weird, but
yeah,
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Justin, did you have a good time at NAI Mania?
It was all right.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Patreon.com. We're going to try and get to as many calls as humanly possible.
Man.
So thank you very, very much for giving us the New Age Insiders a call.
He's a paying customer, and he had a good time. He's being sarcastic. Not the night for it. 508-202-1NAI, 508-202-1624. We see people there trying to give us a call. We only have the one line, so just now it's open. Give us a call. 508-202. 1NAI.
Join patreon.com. We'll get more lines.
Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. Five exclusive shows a month, and we will use the money to get another phone line. You heard it. We stamped it. Double approved. So Kofi Kingston is now the WWE. So beyond the history, because what I like to do with these historical moments, right, is just like WWE has done with the women, which is eventually when they main event Raw, we don't goo-goo about it because it's like there's a new normal. So the new normal, history aside, is Kofi Kingston is the WWE champion.
Right.
What do you think about that?
So I picked that particular match to be the match of the night going into the event. You can listen to the pre-show that we did at Connors Cure Tailgate earlier today, right outside MetLife Stadium, as a part of the Mania Club and Connors Cure and all that fun stuff. Now, That match lived up to and exceeded my expectations. It was fantastic. You had two world-class performers going out there and putting on a world-class match. It's fantastic. I have been asking, as soon as it was on the table, I wanted to see what the New Day as WWE champion was going to look like. They so far haven't disappointed. Having Big E have a present ready for Kofi, which is a brand new t-shirt, means that there is a plan. They have some kind of plan for this. And that's exciting because everything that the New Day has touched so far is gold. So as long as you just haven't messed with the formula, which is just let them do their thing, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be very exciting and very memorable.
I am equally excited about two things. I've been saying this for weeks leading up, every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. I've been saying it every single week. I almost don't care what happens on this show if Kofi wins, right? Because I want Kofi Kingston to win so badly that everything else is just sort of like awesome. Now, are there definitely things I wanted to have happen tonight? Absolutely, of course. But none more so than Kofi winning. And I promise you, with just as much conviction, I also didn't want the New Day to break up. I didn't want somebody to betray somebody. And if you told me that tonight Daniel Bryan just out-wrestled Kofi, that was the story, that he out-wrestled him and just got him, right? I would have been devastated, right? I would have been really bummed, and I think it would have been tough to bring me back up for a lot of this show. But at the same time, I would have taken it way more than like, well, Big E finally
betrayed.
He was
jealous.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, right, exactly. Even though he's in no way shown any indication of that emotion. And so A-plus for Kofi's win, A-plus for the match they put on, A-plus for not overthinking this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just great stuff. 508-202-1624. Who's on the line?
Anthony in Fort Worth, Texas gave us a call. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. So I just kind of wanted to just run through, like, the whole show in general. I love the beginning with Paul Heyman coming out and starting that match off immediately with Brock beating up Seth. And there was probably about three times throughout the whole show where I just started crying. One was the Kofi promo when Kofi actually won. And then when Kurt Angle gave his farewell speech, I went upstairs and started crying. I didn't want to cry in front of my mom.
What did you think? What did you think of the match itself? Because there's been a lot of, you know, back and forth, and there's a lot of grumbling, myself included, that just didn't think this was the best they could do. But what did you think about what we actually wound up getting with Kurt Angle? And at the end of the day, did it wind up just kind of being about him waving and saying goodbye more so than who was in the other side of the ring kind of idea?
I thought it was kind of more just kind of getting to see his entrance one last time. I was glad that I got to see his entrance last year at Mania. And I think that's pretty much what it was. And him doing the moonsault off of the top was pretty awesome. But once he missed that, I knew that it was over with. I thought they could have done a lot better with the women's match, but I'm glad that Becky won. They can keep that match, that story going because Ronda's shoulders weren't down or they lifted up for a second.
But
the whole match, I think it was probably one of the top three Manias, if not number one, in my opinion.
Dude, I couldn't agree with you more. I thought that whole show was outstanding. Thanks so much for giving us a call. We're going to take as many as we can, but thank you so much for giving us a shout. And you're welcome here anytime. But I really did. I thought that show was outstanding. And before we take another call, because I already saw people were piling in, which is amazing. Keep them coming. 508-202-1NAI. I do want to talk about this because what I would tell you is, with all the love in the world, I'm not... Okay, I'm just going to throw it out there and we'll ping pong after this.
Right, okay.
The best match of the night didn't go on last night.
No, it didn't. You because it was Kofi and Daniel Bryan.
Right, and I know that's a lot to live up to, but that match, See, you know, it's not the same thing. Don't get me wrong. But it is of the same perfume of Starrcade 97. It's like, you know, just have Sting beat Hogan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That is exactly how I feel about this, where it's like, you got too cute trying to protect everybody.
Right. It was supposed to be about Becky Lynch.
It was supposed to be about Becky Lynch.
Supposed to be about Sting.
Right. And so just do it. And so it's like, I get it because now you have... Now you have a champion that is a double champion, which you just wanted the ice cream on top of the brownie, on top of the pie.
Literally, we've heard for years that Vince just loves the aesthetic of two belts.
Right.
He thinks it looks very cool.
Right. And so there's that. And then, you know, basically everything was just piled on top of each other so that this women's main event could be the biggest women's main event that's ever main evented.
Which it would by existing.
But that's where we run into the problem where it's like, oh, well, now what do we do? Is Becky now the champion of both shows? What does that mean? Is this just now one women's division because she unified these championships?
Why didn't you tell me that?
Right. Why didn't we? It doesn't feel like there was a plan.
Right.
And so this is how we screw around with Ronda. So now Ronda has a gripe so that it's, well, I just want a rematch for my title. And that's how we get the Raw title off of her.
We have a poll that's been up for just over 15 minutes and has almost 500 votes. So this is going to do pretty well tonight, and we're going to get a pretty good grasp on how this audience feels about WrestleMania. It'll be up for a week, so if you're listening to us on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Normal, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, however you are taking in
iHeart,
YouTube, however you're taking in a replay of twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, however you're taking this in, the poll is up for a week. So anytime you're hearing this broadcast between now and Sunday the 14th, you can still cast your vote on this as well. And we definitely want to hear from you. And the numbers are increasing right in front of me. But as we speak right now, an awesome sign, 52% of the audience would give it an A, 36% of the audience would give it a B. By my terrible math, that is 88% of the audience would give it some sort of really high mark. Right. And I didn't for this one. I usually go, because you can have four options.
Yeah, right.
I usually go A, B, C, D, and then F, right? Because that's just how it works.
Right.
This one, I did A, B, C, D, didn't watch.
Okay.
You can't vote this in F. I won't let you.
Yeah, okay.
If you didn't watch it, that's fine. But I won't let you let this show fail. We can't allow it. That's a New Age Insider's rule. We can't allow it. But you can vote right now. But like, look, that's the freshest comparison I can make. Just just happened is like in '97, Sting just should have beat Hulk Hogan. That was what we were
doing.
But
then we had to have Bret Hart
as the ref, and then he didn't even tap. But it felt, you know what I mean. So there's like
he's the enforcer. He's not the ref. And then the ref screwed Sting, and it was gonna be a screw
job.
I think
there was controversy as to Hogan whether or not Hogan even tapped. I think Hogan was just writhing in pain, and Bret called for the bell.
So and that's what happened. So it was gonna be a screw job. Against Sting, and then Bret came down, and that's not how we're going to do it. And then Bret screwed Hogan.
Right. And it's just like, you know, man, you know what would have been great if we spent a year and a half building this, and then some guy just won.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like, that's what that would have been better. And so this one to me is just like, look, it's not exactly the same, and I get you, but it's just like her needing to like roll Ronda up to look shocked because now it's like, oh, that was just, you know,
fluky.
And it's just like, nah, tonight she just sort of like, I don't know, knocked out Charlotte.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Isn't that easy? If your goal was to protect Ronda Rousey, shouldn't you just have, like, because the prime story here is, hey, Charlotte, I'm sick and tired of being in your shadow of New York.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
well, even more so to that, it's just pin Charlotte because we've seen that before.
508-202-1624. Who do we have in the line?
Rob in North Carolina gave us a call. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, man? What'd you think of WrestleMania?
Loved it. Top to bottom. I got to say, before I get into Kofi in the main event, you and I have been going back and forth for weeks about me saying, okay, Vince is going to screw Kofi, or whatever. I get it.
What's up, Ron?
It's like, Liam always, nothing much, man. How you doing?
Good. That's always great to talk to you. I'm glad you called. Said,
storytelling. So, and I'm not going to lie, I had tears after he won. And, you know, they presented him with the new belt, and Kofi's sons came out. This is what I was trying to say, you know, because in my opinion, some little kid out there that looks like us looked at that and it's like, okay, hey, he did it, I can too.
I mean, that's amazing because, like, look, here's the deal. And Rod, I've talked to you very openly on the internet. I talk to, you know, people that I respect openly all the time. I can never relate to what it's like to not be a white guy, right? So I don't know what it's like to search out for role models in my community because my community is abundant in public figures that can be looked up to, right? And so
we have John Cena.
Exactly. Right. I've always had a John Cena for an example, right? And so for the black community to be able to be like, look, this is no longer a stigma. It's no longer a WWE stigma. It's no longer something that if you're a black performer, this is no longer an impossibility. Now, is it always going to be maybe a little bit harder? Unfortunately, probably. But today there is a new normal.
Right.
And now Rod and Rod's family and Rod's kids and Rod's kids' kids will be able to look as an example of something they can strive for.
Well, and having Biggie, the door is now officially open for him.
Sure.
You know, you had to do Kofi first because he had earned it.
Right.
You know, the hashtag, you deserve it.
Right.
But Biggie is now a future WWE champion, in my opinion.
Right. But, you know, the stories are abundant where even Mark Henry used to take people aside in the locker room and say, look, it's a lot harder for us around here. You know what I mean? And so, like, look. I don't think today, it's not like, you know.
Everything's okay
right,
now.
You know, when Obama got elected, it wasn't like, oh, racism's over, right? Unfortunately, that's just not how it works. But today is a, like, 11 steps forward. I mean, WWE today, as far as race relations, just they were pilgrims last week, and they just landed on the moon. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so all I'm trying to tell you is this doesn't erase the past, and it doesn't make everything okay. But we live in a new normal now, and, like, it's awesome because I respect Rod, and I get to talk to him all the time. Yeah. And like I said, now he and his family and everybody has, like, an actual example. You know what I mean? Like, without exaggeration, Kofi Kingston is a sports role model now, and probably even bigger than just sports. So I think that's awesome. Rod, it's great to talk to you, and thank you so much for giving us a call, man. I'm really glad you did.
Not a problem. You guys have a good night.
You too. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1NAI. We're going to talk to a birthday boy. You're going to scroll over here really quick, and you're going to tell me what you thought. This is the con man. If you can believe it, he's only 16 today. He looks like he's 20. He's finally actually 37.
You got to bend down. The bend camera down. Isn't wide enough.
Camera, bend down. Camera there. What did you think of WrestleMania? What was your favorite match?
I thought it was a great event, and my favorite match was honestly the Daniel Bryan Kofi Kingston match.
What do you think about the main event with the women, and did it live up to your expectations?
Yes, I'm very glad that Becky won, and honestly, I think she deserved it more than anyone else.
Were you satisfied with the spooky entrance we got this year, which belonged to Finn Balor, not The Undertaker?
Yes.
Great.
Final grade for the show.
A.
Awesome. You're the best. Happy birthday to the con man at ConManNAI. He is one of our absolute all-timer favorite people, and it's awesome to have
him. And we got a
call. And have him on his birthday.
So we got a call, Bill?
Yeah, we actually got a call from Attleboro, Massachusetts, and I couldn't quite understand the name, but let's go with it. Attleboro, Massachusetts, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Jack from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. Sorry, we get stingy about that.
What's going on, Jack?
Nothing, you know, just got done with WrestleMania, just like you guys. Wanted to talk a little bit about the three marquee matches, you know, the Universal Championship, the WWE Championship, and the Women's Championship, if that's all right with you.
Sure, what do you got? Let's go, we're gonna bang through them. So let's talk about Brock and Rollins, what'd you think?
So, I was just shocked at how they delivered that, you know, like first of all, I didn't expect Rollins to win at all with the fact that it was coming first. But you know, for him to win the way he did, we haven't seen Brock squash like that since Goldberg, you know, like what a huge way to bring Rollins up, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think what Goldberg, you said this, and you're right, and I think it's become the new strategy. The real thing is, it's like, look, this is the hardest boss in this game.
Right.
I need to spam my specials, my finishers, you know what I mean? Like, Seth Rollins goes, I can't get cute with Brock Lesnar, I'm going to stomp you in the head. That's it. That's the only way I can beat you.
The funniest thing is Daniel Cormier, the UFC heavyweight champion, tweeted out, ha, Brock Lesnar got beat up.
Jack, what did you think about the WWE title match? What do you think about the WWE title match and Kofi Kingston as the new
that's
WWE
terrific.
Champion?
I didn't see that.
Jack, what do you think about the WWE Championship?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that question. So for all that was match of the night in my book, I think, you know, with the way that sort of the night ended up panning out, I think that deserved to be the main event, you know, because that felt to me more like a climactic moment. It was such an important moment, like you guys were talking about, you know, not just for the WWE, not just for Kofi Kingston, but for the African American community. It was such an important and incredible moment, and I don't know. I feel like it should have gone on last.
Well, I, you know what, Jack, I understand that, and it's a hindsight thing, and I think to the credit of WWE here, just kind of let them off the hook a little bit, is this thing has been developed, the women, that story developed for months.
Yeah, years.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
A year.
Right,
because,
honestly.
Because Becky Lynch not being on the show is what sparks this story.
Exactly. And then we go from there, and then Kofi, as hot and incredible as the story is, and you are, no, who's going to argue with you that was the match of the night? This happened so recently that it just didn't have quite the momentum to knock off. Like,
if this started at last year's WrestleMania,
right?
Then yeah, though that should have closed the show.
And the feel good factor, if you want to spread it around and kind of feel good about it as a community, we made history twice here, right? Because here's the thing: Kofi Kingston winning that championship is, to me, not more special if it goes on last. It's a little cooler, I guess, but it's not more special. That moment is as special as it can possibly be.
Right.
And so Kofi's moment is super special wherever it is.
Right.
And the women had to go on last for their moment to be
Correct.
Special. So we did both.
Right.
We did. We spread the special around.
Right.
You know what I mean? Jack, thanks so much for giving us a shout, buddy. And shout out to North Attleboro. My sister lives there.
Yeah, my cousin's there.
Awesome.
Yeah, right on, man.
Have a great night, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I did think that was super duper funny when I saw the tweet from Daniel Cormier, the UFC heavyweight champion, because when Brock had won the Universal title back, he basically, when Cormier won the UFC title, he goes, "Brock, bring your belt.
Yeah.
We'll do it for both."
Right.
And I did really want that.
I did really want that too.
But I'm really glad that we don't live in that world, and Seth Rollins is now the Universal Champion. We just needed to get away from Brock Lesnar. I don't want Brock Lesnar to go away. I would love Brock Lesnar to be at next year's WrestleMania. He does have value. But yeah, we gotta have him off of TV for a little while, because the program just stalled without him, with him as this champion, because it would have been fine if Daniel Bryan was on both shows. I would have been okay, and I've said this for months, if Brock Lesnar was the Universal Champion and the WWE Championship floated between the both shows and we just had one roster telling those stories, it would have been fine. And Brock Lesnar just kind of descends from out of nowhere as this like crazy grand champion, I'd be okay with that. But no, he was the champion of Raw and he was absent and it needed to end.
So I do agree with you. Ultimately, I do agree with you. And here's the thing, too. So I am a gigantic, huge, mega Brock Lesnar fan, right? You know this, right? But I'll go ahead and throw this out there. Although there are still really fun Brock Lesnar matches to be had, because I really do enjoy Brock Lesnar when he's all in, right? There is nothing left for Brock Lesnar to do in pro wrestling.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you are now looking at a guy.
Well, and the star power has diminished.
Yes, but not dissipated.
It's the value that you get of, Brock Lesnar.
No, they get spikes. If you look at shows Brock.
No.
Yes. No, if you look at shows Brock is on, between ticket gate and ratings, they spike.
Well,
it's true.
It's also helpful when you're doing WrestleMania.
Right, but I'm talking about house shows. House shows. Like, literally, he draws. Like, literally, if Brock is there, it draws.
Yeah, the big thing with any of this is we've done it. There's no more surprise.
But I'm not even talking about necessarily like the UFC fan draw. Brock is the only active working legend, because that's what he is. His career started 17 years ago.
Sure.
He's a legend.
Sure, but we did it and it's over.
Oh, I just said that. So, I just said that.
Yeah.
He is, but at the same time, he is a top five Vince McMahon creation. And so, like, there is still things he can do, but, like, you're talking about a guy that's won the Royal Rumble, won the WWE title, main evented WrestleMania, you know, defeated The Undertaker when it mattered, and it's like, what else do we do? Because, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what else do we, and I love Brock Lesnar.
And we've lived in a world where the him showing up factor isn't important.
I agree with you. And so, like, look, I don't think Brock Lesnar worked his last wrestling match tonight, but, you know, it would be all right if he did.
Yeah,
quite frankly,
yes.
You know what I mean? And I'm a big Brock guy. But I mean, like, I'm at the point now where what you're giving me is as close to nothing as him retiring anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what's the point? 508-202-1624, 508-202-1NAI.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of calls coming in here, so let's fire through these. We got Jamie in North Andover. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, guys, I'm calling to say you're welcome.
For what?
Go ahead. This would be great.
Well, I'm just saying that as the first promoter to recognize the talent and superstardom of Kofi Kingston with Chaotic Wrestling. You really have me to thank for the biggest moment at WrestleMania this weekend.
Are you calling to take full credit for Kofi Kingston becoming the first black WWE champion?
Even though he was with you for like 8 months.
Also, for anybody that's listening to us for the first time, because this does need to be said, JBJ Mikowski, host of For the Pops on the NAI Network, is calling in right now.
Former owner of Chaotic Wrestling. Also, man taking credit for Kofi Kingston's career, who once told me he knew Kofi was a good athlete because he once told him, hey, jump up there and change that light bulb. And he could.
Yes.
All right. So that was the combine that Jamie put him through.
Yeah.
If you all want to have fun on social media tomorrow, do a shot for everybody in New England on social media who congratulates Kofi and takes credit for part of his success.
No, we can't black out on the air. There's FCC regulations about just passing out on the air.
I was actually calling in, all kidding aside, to say, overall, what a great Mania. You guys know I'm one of the biggest critics of Manias. Overall, solid show. Their high points were big. They didn't have any super low points over the course of, what was it, 7 hours?
Yeah. Something like that.
15.
Yeah.
No, but I agree.
And
that was great.
I heard some of your last callers saying, you know, Kofi should have gone on last. That should have gone on last. I wonder, though, how much was Kofi and Brian helped by the fact the crowd was still fresh at whatever time they
100%.
Went on. 100%. What did they go on, about 9 o'clock?
That was going to be the big point that I made is you had it at a perfect time when the crowd still was engaged. You know, we were at the Connors Cure tailgate, and there were people that were blackout drunk by the time they were walking into that building. So there's no way they were making it. And that was at, like, what, 1?
3:30.
How about this part of it too, Jamie? If that match goes on last, don't you know Kofi's going to win? And because that match didn't go on last, weren't there real moments of actual doubt? Even if you, like, knew he was going to win, whatever, they presented a good enough story to give you doubt, like reasonable doubt. And I don't think they would have presented that reasonable doubt in your mind if it was the closer.
Right.
And Jason, I think you made a valid point. It'll be interesting how people look back at this Mania, you know, 2-3 months from now. I think what people are going to remember are those big moments were big. The big surprise out of the gate with Rollins going over that quickly, Kofi in the middle, and then ending with Becky at the end. It's going to be one of those Manias that you're going to remember for the big moments. I'm not sure how much you'll remember the stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
Because nothing was so bad that it's going to stand out as memorable as bad.
Right.
I just want to call in, say congratulations. I want to say congratulations to you guys for an awesome weekend.
Thank you.
Congratulations on NAI Mania. Congratulations on everything you did. And remember, you can catch me again on the NAI Pop Network this Friday with Let the Chaos Begin and For the Pops. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, Jamie Jim Mikowski. Thank you for calling. That was truly terrific. 508-202-1624. 508-202-1624. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're like, you were convinced that Kofi was going to win. Yeah. I was not. But I bet you even you probably bit your lip a little bit at some of those moments. You know what I mean?
It was a good match. And whenever something like that happens, that means that the performers are doing their job. That's the way I look at it anyway. Where it's not... you're telling me a story that I'm getting lost in, not thinking about the external factors.
Like knowing the deal
that you're allowing my willing suspension of disbelief to take hold of this wrestling match. So when Brian locked in, I want to say it was like the third LaBelle lock. And it's like, holy crap, he might actually just win.
And you know what the one that got me was that Kofi was doing that thing where it's like, I won't quit, but I might pass out.
Right.
And it was just like, oh, no, that's what they're going to do. That, like, Kofi wouldn't quit, but, you know, he just didn't have enough in the tank. Right, you know what I mean? Something like that. And there's 5 more matches and hope you forget.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
You know, and so fortunately for me, that wasn't the thought process. It's just like, wow, like... Daniel Bryan might just out-wrestle this guy.
Right.
Daniel Bryan is very good at this.
Right, exactly. And like I was saying to Jamie, I think if that match goes on last, even the staunchest WWE critics would probably be like, I don't think they're going to have us close with a bummer like this. Like, maybe Charlotte, but Charlotte winning is not the bummer Daniel Bryan winning is.
Or it's even just, Ronda Rousey winning is a bummer.
It's just not the same. So let's talk about a couple things that haven't come up yet. We'll talk about all of the things that we haven't got to because there's so much that involved in these WrestleManias.
The Miz's dad?
We'll talk about our whole weekend. We'll talk about TakeOver. We'll talk about all the things that we haven't got to. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. Follow us on iTunes and all those podcast platforms as well. If you can't catch these shows live, they immediately go up there on podcast platforms. Bill's great at his job, and they're all up on the website. You're fine. NewAgeInsiders.com. But Finn Balor's the Intercontinental Champion again. Yep. Was the demon at WrestleMania all you hoped it would be?
You know, I liked the entrance. I thought it was cool. It was spooky. The
B, not an A.
Yeah, right. You know, I thought it was very interesting. I think that there's a lot left to explore, which is a good thing, right?
Right.
I would rather you come at me with a like, hey, this is what we're doing, and then we can have the like, you know, Loch Ness tentacle monster come out of the stage that we were all kind of like hoping for in our head.
Right. I just, to me, and I know this, here's the smarkiest thing you'll hear me say all night. He had better ones in NXT.
Right. And that's fine. You know, I think
the one in the fog where like the four other Finn Balors were popping up out of the fog. You remember one? That one was nuts.
Yeah. Right. and so I like the, this one was good.
Yep.
It was not his best.
Right.
But again, I think we have room to grow.
I agree with that.
Because I don't, you know, we don't want to blow our load on the first one.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. Although we are talking about a company that are full of load blowers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? This entire WrestleMania, to me, was the one. It was so important because the McMahon family stood in the ring and was like, we haven't been trying. And as somebody who has gone to every WrestleMania between 30 and 35, not going to 30 and 35, it shows. It shows that you've been lazy, that you haven't tried, you haven't cared, you've been lethargic this entire time. And you stood in that ring right before Christmas and you said, we're sorry, we're going to try again. And to your credit, you have. You have, but it was very much like we've been saying for the entire run. You got to show me. You can't tell me you're going to change. You can't tell me you're the new Daniel Bryan. You just got to be the new Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Right? And it's the same thing with this, where it's like, yeah, having Seth Rollins beat Brock Lesnar and basically beat him out of the company, great. And then having
kind of Becky, felt like it, didn't it?
It felt like it. Having Kofi win is real change because that is so important to me between the women and more importantly, Kofi, where it was like, we didn't really have a plan for Daniel Bryan and who his WrestleMania opponent was going to be. I'm convinced that Kofi was not the plan because we know that Kofi wasn't even supposed to be in that gauntlet match.
Exactly.
It was supposed to
Mustafa Ali is that butterfly that flapped its wings and changed the world.
But so it's like, you couldn't have told me that this was the plan with Kofi and how great it was. But you could have said that it was like, no, it was always going to be Mustafa Ali against Daniel Bryan, or it was always going to be Kevin Owens versus Daniel Bryan, and that's just what we're going to do. Because I'm convinced that one of those two guys...
Owens.
Yeah, those.
The fact that he did nothing
on this show...
That was his match.
Right, you know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, you didn't just do that, right? You heard the fans freak out about Kofi in that gauntlet match and how it's like, this guy could be a WWE champion. So you put him in the Elimination Chamber to see if it was real. And the fans freaked out again, being like, we want Kofi. And then it's like, okay, cool. We're building this show week to week anyway, so let's build it around Kofi.
Right.
And then you did. And the fans loved it. This WrestleMania, to me, is so important from a fan perspective, because it gives you so much hope that it's like, yeah, we are changing and we're going to start listening and we're going, you know.
I couldn't agree more. There's no reason not to be genuinely optimistic for Raw tomorrow.
Right.
Because, like, look, both shows have new champions. I thought you really liked. You know, Becky Lynch is now the champion of both shows. You told me you really liked her, right?
Right.
This was one of those manias where all the critical baby faces won. The Intercontinental Champion, the Raw Champion, the SmackDown Champion, both women's champions. They are all now people you, if I'm Vince McMahon, right, you all yelled and screamed and told me you liked these people. I put them all over. They're all champions now.
Right.
Not to be lost in this shuffle. I had John Cena come out as the Doctor of Thuggonomics.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about that yet.
Just to give you a fun little moment and use John, and, you know, why not? You know what I mean? Like, right. That is just
because,
something.
But even still, that might not have been planned, but you bitched about Baron Corbin and how much you wanted John Cena.
Right.
So, yeah, sure. I called John and figured that this is what we're going to do instead.
Exactly. Because
you wanted John Cena on this show.
And a year ago... No, not going to happen. Like, I really mentally was just like, no, that you'll never see that character again. Not even for a fun thing. Maybe for like a wacky backstage Halloween segment. They'll never do it. They'll never do it. They'll never bring it back. And that dude came out tonight and blew the roof off and was my favorite like moment other than Kofi of the whole thing. Like, that was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was such a good WrestleMania. Like, I got people tweeting me. And to be fair, I got a lot of people tweeting me how much fun they were having. But then I got people tweeting me and being like overly critical and being like, well, the women's tag match wasn't any good. And it's like, well, God damn it, man. You want all 17 of these things to be masterpieces?
Right.
This WrestleMania, usually WrestleMania is like 10 matches and seven of them suck. You know what I mean? And you know what? How many matches suck tonight? None. None of them sucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because the Iconics winning is fun.
Right. The moments were there. Kofi Kingston, they are going to play that moment for 50 years.
Yeah, right.
Of that guy winning that belt.
Yep.
For 50 years, they're going to play that clip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, that is all-time stuff. The women did great. They main evented. Like, look, do I think that it had as much sizzle as I would have liked in that closer? I'm not going to tell you it did. But they didn't fail, and nothing failed. And the show didn't come close to it. And this thing's, in my book, is an A. I just don't know what you can ask out of a WrestleMania moment.
Honestly.
We're going to take one more call, then we'll wrap it up and get ready, not only for the Patreon.com/New Age Insiders fun that we'll be having tomorrow all Monday long, but Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV.
You were about to say we're doing another show.
Yeah. No. I was just trying to...
It is 1:12 a.m.
I was just trying to plug the Patreon more than anything.
65 degrees outside.
We do talk to you every single day.
You're right.
Raw on Monday.
You're right.
All right, let's take this call.
I tried to.
We got Scott in the car. He's heading home from WrestleMania. Go ahead, Scott. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? It sounds like I might start going in and out right now, so hopefully I'll stay with you. But I'm on the road on the way home from
You're on the road. You're on the road from WrestleMania. So what did you think of the show? Hit us.
Yes. You know, being live, I feel like, you know, you get a... You kind of, everything gets a better grade. So I give it an A. I mean, I thought it was a good show in and of itself, and then being there live, and I think starting off with the Seth Brock match was a nice, smart move. Kind of thought, though, that it was telling us, oh, hey, by the way, Kofi's not going to win later, so here's a moment for you now.
Yeah.
So, that was wrong, obviously.
Right, and I think they wanted you to feel that way.
Yeah.
I think they wanted you to feel that way.
So I got a question for you just because you were there. How was the Hulk Hogan thing received?
I forgot about that.
I'd say, well, I mean, everyone around me was into it. Guy in front of me had a Hogan shirt on. His dad was into Hogan. You know, I can't lie. I felt a little awkward. You know, just kind of being there.
Did the crowd react though?
But,
like, as far as like the pop,
the
pops of
crowd,
the like pops of the night. How did it rank between, you know, the bigger reactions of the night?
That's a tough question. I'd say he probably got a bigger pop because he was kind of the first guy out, other than Alexa, I guess.
Right.
No. Yeah, this is before the set. Yeah.
Right.
We just got a text from Danny saying Hogan was very well received in the stadium and people popped huge. I'm not surprised. It was WrestleMania just getting off the ground and the music gets you going, I guess.
Yeah.
Scott, thank you so much for giving us... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you got to remember just so many of those fans in there are, you know, they're not as... I don't know what the word would be. Some, you know, by less diehards who just... don't even know the Hulk story probably, and they just are like, "Hey, Hulk Hogan's here," and they cheer.
Right, yeah. And you're drunk, and the music's exciting. I get it. Scott, thank you so much for giving us a call. I'm really glad you had a good time, man. And you know, I'm really glad the Kofi won, and you got to be a part of that. It must have been something else. But thank you so much for giving us a shot. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
You have a good night. Take care. All right, so as we get ready to close out the night.
I know. We got to talk about Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder.
We do not. That was fine.
He had his first win in... Yeah, you're right.
He had his WrestleMania moment.
Called it.
Hooray. He finally had his WrestleMania moment.
Oh, yeah.
Neat. I'm not against it. I don't care. I'm not like a revival guy enough to be like, rah! So, like, cool. Good for Curt Hawkins. That guy,
yeah, sure.
That guy earned a break. Sure. You know what I mean? And he got it tonight. So,
good for him.
Neat. Thanks to everyone that gave the New Age Insiders a call this evening. We will be talking even more about WrestleMania and all of its fallout Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. If you like what you heard, go to patreon.com/New Age Insiders. There's 5 exclusive shows a month, and we talk to you every single day. Bonus rewards and so much more to everybody that came out and made NAI Mania a huge, gigantic success. We cannot thank you enough. If you came to Chaos for a cause, if you came to the tailgate, if you got to see Stephanie McMahon show up and crash the party, which is going to be one of the things we repeat often because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for taking part in NAI Mania. Amazing to meet you. Amazing to see you. Attendance next year for Disney Mania 2, NAI Mania next year. Attendance is mandatory.
Pirate Mania.
So if you're hearing me, you have to buy a ticket. I didn't ask. I told you, like, you got to buy a ticket.
We are going.
It's like, what you...
Yeah,
what?
Well, the thing is you got a year, so figure it out.
Right, yes. Figure it out. You're coming. My name is Jason Malton.
I'm Liam Strugger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter. Please do, and vote on the poll. It'll be up for a week at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, Bill Neville, NAI, the website, newageinsiders.com. Subscribe on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. If you have Amazon Prime, you can do it for free. Jeff Bezos does not need your money nearly as much as good, hardworking people out there. We'll see you Wednesday. Thank you so much for making us the premier place for WrestleMania fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.
Cause it's time to be great. So come on and embrace the new day. Come on and live life a new way. Don't stop till you reach the top. And what I mean.